Time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Connie Newman, the Executive Director of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. And this time around, we're talking about as we get a little bit older, we need to be prepared for eventualities, potential emergencies that might come up, different issues that might arise as we get older. Connie, welcome back to CJNU.
And it's great to be here, Frank.
All kinds of scenarios come to mind. Heaven forbid there's a medical emergency or, you know, things like wills and all that. Where would you like to start? What would you like to start with?
First of all, I need to say to all the listeners out there, when you look at your fridge, have you got an ERIC kit on your fridge?
ERIC, E-R-I-K, which stands for?
Emergency Response Information Kit.
Hugely important to have.
Absolutely. And if you don't have one, call 211. Indicate what neighborhood you live in and who the senior resource coordinator is, and you'll get a phone number. Phone that senior resource coordinator.
Right.
And ask for one. The middle of August, we will have a launch, and there will be over 200,000 ERIC kits distributed in the province of Manitoba on behalf of the senior strategy.
For those who have never heard of them before or seen one, what exactly is included in an ERIC kit?
The most important to me is the red dot that's on your main entryway. When there's a crisis in your home, 911 is called, the emergency people show up, they see the red dot, they know you've got a plastic kit on right. your fridge. And in that kit, you will find your patient advocate form, who makes decisions for you when you can't, when you're in front of healthcare professionals. There will be a healthcare directive.
Right.
Your wishes in an emergency situation. And, of course, your medication list.
Very important. And you can get that from your pharmacy. You can go. They'll print it off for you. I'm sure if you have a family physician, they'll print off a list of the different medications. Some will, some won't. Some
yes.
might charge you for it, whereas the pharmacy doesn't.
Correct.
But hugely, hugely important.
To all the listeners out there who have any type of medications, just think about a panic situation and you need to tell the emergency responder what you're taking. You won't be able to. And I need to tell all the listeners that you should always get all of your medications from the same pharmacy.
Right. And that's the reason why.
And that for sure is the reason why. And pharmacists today are trained in ensuring that you have no medications that conflict with each other.
Yes.
And that is another very, very important piece of all of it, taking care of you.
Some of the other things that people need to plan for, again, as they age, like you said, the medical orders, who is going to be your advocate if you're incapacitated and you can't talk. But other things, too, like power of attorney, a will. These are all important things that people need to have on hand in the event something unfortunately happens.
And I don't know how we can stress this any more than we already do in my world. A power of attorney, we need to visualize the day you get hit by a bus.
Ouch.
Just example for one, you get hit by a bus. Who is going to help make decisions for your well-being if you have no power of attorney?
Exactly.
There are 40-year-olds out there. I heard recently of a 52-year-old who ended up in a situation. No power of attorney and can't speak for himself.
Right.
Very, very important that we all plan for the possibility of being in a medical emergency.
Right.
Get your power of attorney.
There's another thing, too, that people should do, and a lot of people don't always know about it. A lot of people have cell phones. I can see you have a cell phone. I have a cell phone.
Yes.
A lot of seniors have cell phones. In your cell phone, in your phone directory, there are some cell phones that allow you to put it right on the face of the phone that they just hit one button. It's called ICE.
Yes.
I-C-E, and it stands for In Case of Emergency. And it's the contact person so that, again, like you said, you get hit by a bus. Well, you're outside. You're not at home. You're by yourself. You're unconscious. They come. Well, they can look at your wallet. They know who you are, but they don't know who to phone or who to contact. Mm-hmm. This gives the emergency personnel somebody, a point of reference, somebody they can talk to.
Absolutely. And for me, last summer and now again this summer, my emergency contact when I was walking in the prairie, you never know when you're going to run into. He lives in the neighborhood and he direct dial off of my ICE.
Oh, there you go.
Direct dial, and he would contact my daughter because she's at work and she's, but he would, he's got enough of a family. Somebody would come and help me get up if I couldn't get up because I had fallen.
Yeah. And then, like I said, we were talking about wills, those kinds of things. It's just basically letting everybody know what your wishes are.
Absolutely. And all of us want our families to be okay at the end of our life.
Right.
And if you don't have a will designating what you want done with your assets, you're just not doing well by your own children or your own assets.
Yeah. Even what you want done with yourself.
Well, that's true.
You know,
absolutely.
If you pass away, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? Where do you want to be buried? Where do you want to be sent? Your ashes, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing, too, we have to plan for as we get older is have something in place when you're no longer maybe able to get around yourself, no longer able to drive a car. Who's going to take care of transportation for you? Where are you going to live if you're no longer able to take care of that 3,500 square foot home you bought 55 years ago and you need to get into someplace smaller? You need to plan for all this and at least have a game plan.
And that takes some thought, the whole idea of where you live, how many floors in your house, because as we age and as we get older, our mobility is not the same. The body is slowing down and we need to be aware of our circumstances and we need to plan for older age. Where are we going to be? And the day you lose your driver's license because you can no longer drive, and it will happen, what are you going to do? For me, Frank, I'm getting a scooter, and it's going to be red, and it's going to have a covering in it, so I can use it three seasons of the year.
Is it going to have racing stripes?
Not sure. My daughter would not like me to have racing stripes, but, you know.
Anyways, we've been chatting today with Connie Newman, the Executive Director of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, and about how important it is to prepare and to plan and get ready for your senior years, your advancing years, so that you have a plan in place in the eventuality of any kind of emergency. Connie, thank you so much for coming to CJNU.
Anytime. And listeners out there, plan, 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 plan.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
Get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan. Coast to coast, faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those loved the most. Against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just faith.